if you're in any type of position like this, look at the skills you already have, not the things you need to go and acquire. Because if you're in that stage where you have to build something quickly or generate revenue quickly, use what you have. Start with what you have.
My longer play, if I was thinking like 6 months, how would I recreate leverage? One of the biggest forms of leverage is positive reputation with people of influence. And so I'm thinking of like a multi-dimensional approach here. I might pick out, here's like 5 to 10 folks that I'm like, I want these people to know me as a key problem solver in this way. Welcome to Marketing with Matt. If you're an entrepreneur or business owner looking to create more margin in your life and business, you're in the right place. For more after the show, be sure to check out profitmoreworkless.com.
So for this episode of Marketing with Matt, I wanted to ask Matt a question, a hypothetical, because I think sometimes, and this is probably something that's come up over off and on when we talk, Matt, is like, what would you do if? Right. And like, what would you do if you're just getting started in SaaS? Or what would you do if you're just getting started as an agency? Or I want to do that experiment again with you. But this is the caveats to it. You are who you are today, except you have no support. Okay. You don't have assistance. You don't have a team. You don't have help at home. Right. So like, you have all those demands on you, but you're a father with young kids, with one on the way. You are Matt Desino, but no help. So yeah. How would you, if you were starting today, how would you approach that? How would you manage your life if you had to replace your income in the next 30 days?
Oof. Okay. I think one of the highest value skills that I have is actually sales. And so me being me, mm-hmm. I would go and find the highest earning opportunity in sales. That's probably what I would genuinely do. I have a lot of confidence in myself. If someone had a halfway, I'd want it to be a good offer. Let's say a halfway decent offer, and I would hustle it too. Like I know what it takes to like hustle it. So in my spare moment, like, so that's start from scratch. I have no support. That's probably what I'm doing. Cause I would want to find something where I could probably take, I'd want to push, I mean, multiple six figures in the first month. And I think I, knowing my own willingness to put in effort, could come along someone else's brand and just blow them out of the water. And then also my ability to negotiate, I would negotiate a deal where they're going to be surprised on my output. So I'd want like, I'd basically take a high risk in the deal. I'd want to kind of understand the product offering. Even better if they have like financing, like it overcomes those sort of objections in the sales process there. And I would take what they give me, which might be 6 to 8 calls a day. And then I would set probably my own 6 to 8 calls a day. I'd be taking calls on Saturdays and Sundays and early morning, late night. If somebody's no showing, I'd probably be like, I would just run a routine and hyper confirm. I'd be using my personal cell phone. I'd be the most connected person there. Like it gets set on the calendar and I'd probably be like texting and seeing if they want to like meet later that day. And then that's what I would do. Highest earning potential right now, knowing who I am, I would find an offer like that. And if you wanted to like, Matt, zooming out and looking at this, there's a couple of different categories where I could see this work really well. So I know folks in the, just think of high worth, like high value industries. So in the legal, I might go to folks specifically in like an agency that serves legal, yep. Something like that. I just know in the med spa space right yep. now, like the weight loss space, the men's health space, there's a lot of value creation going on in there.
For sure.
I always think in the opportunity where it truly is a no-brainer. So there's a couple different categories of folks that are helping 9-to-5ers who have saved up money in a 401k, just take that 401k and make it a better vehicle. Yeah. I think that's a huge opportunity there because now if I can tell someone, don't invest any more money, take the investment you have right now and make it a better one. I think that's one of the easiest lay down sales because now cost is never yeah. an objection. They already have the money. Yeah. Also if it can be variable offers. So if you have more saved, you can spend more. So things like that.
What I really like about that answer, Matt, is I didn't say you had to start a business and so many people think they have to do it that way. And that's good. I know it reminds me, I met Seth Godin years ago and the big takeaway I got from him was most people will ask, the question of, this is what I've chosen to do. How can I be successful? Instead of first saying, like, I want to be successful, what should I do? And so yours is like, okay, like, I'm not going to say I need to rebuild a SaaS and make that decision, but like, you know where your skills are, you're going to go do that somewhere else. And then maybe, yeah, once you've restabilized income and things are good, you'll probably go back into creating something because that's who you are.
Well, and I'm a person of semantics. My wife hates it, but you said like replenish your income in 30 days.
No, that's not semantics. That's specificity. So
that's what, considering those constraints, I could show up tomorrow. I could probably like tonight identify like the top 10 places. I think I could craft an email. I would do email, DM, Loom video, and I would get like five people who want to interview me tomorrow. And I would negotiate the best possible offer. Like I would almost be interviewing them.
Yep.
is how it'd come off. I think in that process of interviewing them, it would also demonstrate like, I mean, for a sales interview, if you can sell yourself, there's a lot of conviction there in terms of your ability to sell whatever the product is. But I'd be trying to really discerning about their actual lead flow, their capacity. Like I said, you know, what kind of objection is going to be here in terms of, do they have financing baked out? You know, is it one of those offers that are easier to sell?
Well, I like your answer within those constraints, because it shows a lean into the skills that you already have. And I think that that's kind of a great message for the listeners is, if you're in any type of position like this, look at the skills you already have, not the things you need to go and acquire. Because if you're in that stage where you have to build something quickly or generate revenue quickly, it's easy. Use what you have. Start with what you have, right?
Do we want to take a longer approach?
Yeah, let's go for it. We can keep going.
Well, I don't even mean like a longer episode. I think that's a good question. But I think some folks are going to be like, ugh. That's not what I wanted to hear.
That's not what I wanted to hear. We can change the constraint.
No, well, and that's, if someone said like 6 months in that thought experiment, like I would do it. Hopefully you hear I'm hustling my face off.
Yeah.
And I could do that for a month. But like, is that my track for the next 6 months? Right. So if I can delay gratification, I'm going to take a different route. It's like those are in those moments of like, it's urgent. Like I have to replenish as fast as possible. I may take an unsustainable pace. And that's kind of what I'm saying. That's what I would do, which is interesting because you'd be like, look at my life now. There's a lot more leverage. There's a lot more freedom. There's a lot more space margin built in there to still accomplish the same, whatever the financial goal is. But it's like pull away all my points of leverage is kind of what you're saying. Yep. And if I have to reproduce it in 30 days, that's what I would do is I would sprint. I would work hard and that would probably be the quickest way for me to do that. Because it would also eliminate, like I'm saying, by day two, I could probably make $10,000 like me, because, you know, I'd call them day zero. I'm doing this day one, I'm interviewing. And like by day two, I already know who I want. And I'm saying like, do you mind if I just set my own appointments and just like basically just prove that I can sell this thing. So I'd probably be making money by day two and that'd be my personal goal is like 10K in commissions by day two. And so if I have a longer time horizon, if I can go a little bit more delayed gratification, me being me with my skill set, but I'm still going to like remove audience.
Yeah, that's my, fair. My key I say, yeah, thing, that, which would be support. So I guess.
Yeah. My key thing, if I was like start from fresh, create leverage, I think I would focus a lot of my energy on YouTube. So I'd split my day in like one part of the day is I need to make a YouTube video and talk about problems that I can solve. The other part of my day is to be a loud, valuable resource in strategic communities. So what do I mean by this? My longer play, if I was thinking like 6 months, how would I recreate leverage? One of the biggest forms of leverage is positive reputation with people of influence. And so I'm thinking of like a multidimensional approach here. I might pick out, here's like 5 to 10 folks that I'm like, I want these people to know me as a key problem solver in this way. Ideally, it's a problem that like they find valuable to solve, but more important is it's a problem that their community needs solved. And so if you're understanding me, like if those key people of influence perceive me to be a person of value solving a problem their community has, what will happen? I could probably orchestrate this in around 90 days, go from no one knows who I am to in 90 days, I could topple one of these dominoes, and those folks will then send traffic to you for higher leverage fulfillment offerings. So now it could be, it could be working one-on-one or doing work like that, but it could be a course, it could be education, it could be more of my team running my process and things like that. So if you give me 6 months, same challenge is I need to recreate income in 6 months. I'd probably split my day. It's like half of the day I'm just creating YouTube content. The other half of the day I am a value, like just a, giving value in these communities. I'm starting with who are my, call it dream 10, and I'm going to be in their community. So that mean that might also mean, this is where it's difficult. You're like, Matt, how do you make money? Like if I have $0 as well, I think accidentally in those communities where I'm given value, I bet you I could get like on free Zoom call and like just start no brainer sort of selling my time.
Yeah.
To like have any sort of funds coming in. It's not going to be as much earning potential, but it's reputation building for sure. And case study building. Oh, I would actually want to spend to level up in these communities as well. So to get their attention, I actually want to look like a valuable resource, but also an all-star student. So yeah. One of the fastest ways to get priority attention is to be good news for those people of influence. And one of those like just priority attention grabbers is testimonials. If people say, oh my gosh, this was awesome. Like I bought Joe's stuff. Well, you can say this to me. I bought Matt's stuff. It was awesome. This was incredible. You get my attention more so than most people in the ecosystem. And so if your ultimate goal is like 6 months, I'm like in about 90 days, I want to start to have these people see me and know me as a person who solves problems for people in their community. If they see me level up and graduate as like one of their students or as a person who benefited from them, hopefully you're starting to see like for them, you are a status builder. So they could refer and say, hey, go out there and talk to Joe Schmo, nobody who isn't a testimony for me. Or they could say, hey, use the person who grew up in my ecosystem and they're amazing. People in our community love them. They put out a ton of great content on YouTube and I endorse them like they're good. That, like I'm just saying, in 6 months' time, you could have a high margin life, not just financially, but also in time freedom. And so if I was starting from scratch, but give me 6 months, that's the playbook I'd run.
I love it. I hope that everyone got some ideas, at least from that. I think it's a good thought experiment for all of us to do every once in a while, just like, because it may be, sometimes we think we have to start from scratch, but sometimes we can just make small adjustments to what we're already doing.
Thanks for tuning in for this week's Marketing with Matt. Check out ProfitMoreWorkLess.com to learn how we create high margin marketing. Also, if you know someone who'd enjoy the podcast, feel free to make a recommendation. I'm sure they'll thank you for it. Okay, bye for now.